we all know that cross-channel trade is really vitally important to the UK economy. Something like upwards of 40% of UK's trade in goods go through Dover and Folkestone. And really from experience, we know that small delays at Port of Dover or Folkestone terminal can quickly compound and create havoc on Kent's roads. So the project proposal we've come up with is really about sustaining the UK economy by ensuring smooth flow of freight vehicles, and for the residents of Kent in particular, trying to avoid traffic Armageddon. So the idea is really a virtual queuing system. And the way this system would work is that you have a virtual queue. It's operating in the background most of the time. It's not really needed. But if there are delays at the Port of Dover or at Folkestone, that the system can be activated, and that a queuing system then starts coming into place where vehicles, freight vehicles specifically, are held at their point of departure anywhere across the UK. It could be out if they're up in Birmingham, they're held there. If they're up in Manchester, they're held up there. And so they're held up there instead of physically coming all the way down to Kent and having Kent becoming a giant parking lot. And so really a key advantage of this system is that you can have a managed release of vehicles that are allowed to then travel onto the roads, and so reduce congestion and prevent gridlock on Kent's motorways and roads.
What's next for this idea then? Are you sort of going to pitch it to the Department of Transport?
We're actually a little bit further along than that. It is still a proposal at that, but you know, it's. I would say that the idea is not without precedent. There are virtual queuing systems in other places. There's one along the Estonian-Russian border, for example, and the Porsche factory uses it in Germany. What we've been doing is we've been developing a whole large group of stakeholders from government, including Highways England, Department for Transport. So we've had meetings with them. We've been in contact with the cross-channel ferry and train operators at Dover and Folkestone, and we've also had preliminary discussions with hauliers and freight companies. We had a very large roundtable meeting in the summer of 2018, where we invited different key stakeholders to kind of present their ideas and kind of take on board issues from them, and trying to flesh out this idea. So it's this idea is being developed in collaboration with key stakeholders.
So this is not something that's going to be ready and in place by that March deadline?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't see a realistic scenario where it would be ready for March. I mean, not without some major investment of funds to kind of really push this thing and fast track this project. Without that, I can't see this possibly being in place by the Brexit deadline.